Manager's Log, Friday, January the 20th, 2017. Yesterday, there was a series of mandatory meetings called by the vice chairman for tribal department managers or representatives to talk with the self-governance and the planning departments about addressing the community economic development strategy planning. There's going to be more meetings, and we'll delve further into this process for the SEDS plan. But kind of related to that, there in the latest edition of the Journal, North Coast Journal, the cover story is a health and wellness edition, but inside, publisher Judy Hodgkin did a column called Reawakening, and it talks about her experience of the presidency's. I sure remember the first campaign of John Kennedy and other presidential administrations. Towards the end of the article, she wrote two lines, and she's talking about gathering people together, citizens, not department heads, not government officials, but citizens coming together and talking about addressing this next presidency and what fallouts may happen and how are they going to deal with them. And the two lines that just stood out to me, I thought, wow, this is really good. I can relate to this thing, huh? And she says, this is our country, our flag, and our values. As a nation, we do have a moral compass, and it does not resemble his. This is our country, our flag, and our values. As a nation, we do have a moral compass, and it does not resemble his. I thought, huh, another way we can say this. This is our land, our flag, our values. As a tribal nation, we have a moral compass, and it does not resemble his. This is our land, our flag, our values. As a tribal nation, we do have a moral compass, and it does not resemble his. This is our land, our flag, our values. As a tribal nation, we do have a moral compass, and it does not resemble his. Thanks for listening.